James McGarry, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2332, recorded on Thursday, the 10th of July, 2025. The first thing we have to say is that there has been a little muddle at the post office, and last week's recording was not dispatched. We are so sorry that this happened, as are the post office. Some of you will have two memory sticks in your wallet this week. I'm also pleased to say Bridget Cook is back with us after a little time off, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about the time Bill Haley and his Comets came to Norwich. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature on author DJ Taylor. At the end of this week's news will be the July edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. And here is Sarah Lusher to tell you what's in store.
Hello, everyone. The July 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. You can hear about a famous actor's newfound love of the county, a behind-the-scenes look at the Sandringham Flower Show, the annual art exhibition of Kieran Williamson, a local young talent, the delights of Cromer, an estate owner realising a 20-year ambition, and some daredevil seaside entertainers. With our regular contributors, Nina Nanar, Nick Aitchison and Mike Liggins, adding to the issue, there's lots to hear about, so do keep listening after the news.
We are delighted to welcome new listeners, Mary Ward of Norwich and John Elliott of Hingham. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Plans for new homes are on hold amid flooding fears. An investigation begins as a council-run housing company folds after years of losses. And we get the first look at the cast of a West End production of a classic BBC sitcom coming to Norwich next year.
The major redevelopment of a landmark city hotel has been put on hold amid a host of complaints about its design. The Nelson Hotel opposite Norwich Railway Station is set to be demolished and rebuilt with dozens of homes and hundreds of student accommodation. But the proposals submitted by hospitality giant Whitbread, which owns and runs the Prince of Wales Road Premier Inn site, have received backlash over its height and flooding fears. The developer had initially hoped to open the redevelopment in June 2027. Anglian Water said the plans for 75 homes and 491 student flats in a six-storey building may lead to an unacceptable risk of flooding and/or pollution. Historic England also raised concerns, saying the development was too tall and out of character with the conservation areas and nearby listed buildings, resulting in harm to their significance. While we are keen to see the site redeveloped, this should be approached in a way which enhances it and the surrounding historic townscape. The Broads Authority has also said the buildings would be overbearing on the river. A Whitbread spokesman told the BBC, "We're not able to confirm timings until planning consent has been secured."
A warning has been issued after a fire broke out in the back of a Biffa bin lorry in Norwich. It started in the back of the vehicle in Munnings Road. An eyewitness has described how bin men were forced to empty all of the rubbish out of the back of the lorry and onto the road to find the source of the blaze. Now the service has confirmed that they believe the fire was caused by a battery or electrical item being disposed of incorrectly. It is understood that a radiator was among the items incorrectly discarded. A spokesman for Norfolk Fire and Rescue said, "Fortunately, our crews were able to extinguish this quickly and to prevent major damage or injury. But It is a timely reminder that batteries can cause a serious risk of fire when they're thrown out with household waste. Whether loose or hidden in electricals, batteries should always be recycled and never binned. If possible, remove batteries from electricals and recycle batteries and electricals separately at your local recycling centre, supermarket or other battery recycling points. Two fire crews from Sproston and Carrow used hose reel jets to battle the blaze.
City Hall has been accused of incompetence after it emerged it plans to liquidate its affordable housing company after years of losses. A report to Norwich City Council's Cabinet blames changes to the housing market and economy for making its housing arm, Lion Homes, unviable. The company, which is wholly owned by the council, was founded as Norwich Regeneration Limited in 2015 in the hopes of delivering more affordable housing and an additional income stream for the council. However, the venture has faced strong criticisms and uncertainty in recent years, particularly after it emerged the company had lost £6 million of taxpayer cash when homes in Beauthorpe were sold for less than they cost to build and the council was overcharged. Norwich City Council's Cabinet will be asked to consider voluntary liquidation of the company in light of a recommendation received from its shareholder panel. It states the council will explore alternative routes to invest in housing development that are less risky and provide better prospects.
A company in Norwich has been named as one of the best companies to work for in terms of well-being. Insurance giant Aviva, which was founded in Norwich, was named by Great Places to Work as their best super large company to work for well-being. Norwich Union and CGU merged in 2000, creating what we know today as Aviva. According to Great Place to Work, 89% of employees at Aviva say it is a great place to work, compared to 54% of employees at a typical UK-based company. 94% of those surveyed said that they were made to feel welcome when they first joined the company. Aviva beat off competition from giants such as Adobe, Capital and Hilton to claim the top spot overall for well-being. The insurance firm even began deploying security to accompany their staff in the walk between their office and the car park in November of last year. Aviva employs around 5,000 people from Norwich and more than 20,000 across the UK.
The first images have emerged of a Strictly Come Dancing winner and West End stars in the cast for a new show coming to Norwich. Fawlty Towers, the play, is heading to Norwich Theatre Royal from June the 9th to June the 13th, 2026. New production shots give audiences a glimpse of what they can expect as the adaptation of the BBC series heads on a major 10-month tour in September. The pictures show soap actor and winner of the 2007 ITV show Grease is the Word, Danny Bain, as Basil Fawlty, and Strictly Come Dancing professional dancer and winner of the 2016 competition, Joanne Clifton, as Polly. Comedy legend John Cleese, who played Basil Fawlty in the original television show, has chosen three of his favourite episodes and adapted them into a two-hour play, complete with a new finale. Tickets are available to buy online.